Alrighty, folks, welcome back. My name is Austin White. I'm here at Tiger Field for another matchup between your Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. Now, if you haven't been tuning in with us the past couple of weeks, I ought to let you know your Colt 45s are undefeated here through eight games this season. They are 8-0, and they picked up their first win of the series against the Kings last night. It was a real good thriller. Final score was 6-5. And it was Spencer Rife on the mound for the win. So, we're looking for another great game here tonight against the Kings. And right now, we're welcoming all of the Colt 45s out onto the field. While we're doing so, I'm going to go ahead and give you the starting lineups for tonight. For the West Coast Kings, leading off, it's going to be Joey D'Amelio, followed by Joe Rodriguez. And pardon me if we get cut off here. Looks like we're going to have the national anthem. So I'll go ahead and wait to read off those lineups until we go through with the national anthem here. The anthem is going to be performed tonight by the Sandlot Symphony. It's the Colt 45's own band here on the left side of the left field bleachers. So a great job there from the Sandlot Symphony out here in the left field bleachers. It was a very beautiful rendition of our national anthem. Anyways, folks, I'll go ahead and give you those starting lineups now. It's going to be looking pretty similar to last night for the Kings. Leading off will be Joey D'Amelio, the center fielder, followed by Joe Rodriguez. He'll be playing third base tonight. He was at second base last night. In that number three slot, it's going to be Seth Gwynn playing right field, followed by the cleanup hitter Drew Giannini, who will be at second base tonight. Then it's going to be Jaden Lee, the left fielder, hitting in that number five slot, and then Mike Baker will come after him in the number six slot, play in the number six position as a shortstop. He'll be followed by Tyler Smith, the designated hitter, who's going to be batting seventh, followed by the catcher, Jake Lyle. Sorry, the first baseman, Jake Lyle. I guess they're moving Lyle over to first base tonight. And then a new catcher will be Preston Scott, who will be batting ninth tonight. It's going to be Keola Yim on the mound for the Kings tonight. And we have not seen him at all this season. So tonight will be the Colt 45's first time facing off against him. For the Colt 45's, it's going to be Colby Raphael leading off once again, followed by Griffith Fenn, the right fielder. And then Kyle Norton in that number three spot. Sorry, he'll be playing first base once again tonight. It'll be BJ Vila, a relatively new name, brother of Dusty Vila, hitting in that cleanup spot tonight. He has only had one plate appearance for the Colt 45 so far in the season, which resulted in a strikeout. But I'm sure he's got more than what it takes to get the job done for him here tonight. It's going to be McGuire Smith back in the lineup tonight in that number five slot. He'll be playing left field, followed by Sutter Maas, who's going to be playing shortstop instead of third base tonight. It'll be Brandon Zanny instead at third base, and he'll be batting seventh. And then it's going to be Carter Jorison behind the plate. Jorison's only appeared in two games so far for the Colt 45, so he'll be getting some more reps out there tonight. And then finally, it's going to be Dusty Vila back at second base, hitting in that number nine spot.
on the mound for the Colt 45s is going to be Brandon Valerer. We haven't seen Brandon Valerer a lot this season, but he has pitched once for the Colt 45s. He came in for two innings a few games ago, pitched a nice two innings of relief, did not give up a run, and allowed just one hit through the pair. So we'll see if he can get it done tonight against the West Coast Kings. And a couple of guys to watch out for on your Colt 45s tonight. Of course, Griffith Fenn, that hard-hitting right fielder. He's batting .429, leading the Colt 45s. McGuire Smith, he has not had a lot of experience with the 45s so far this season. He's only had 7 total at-bats in 2 games. But he is also hitting .429. So I can expect some big things for him. I'm sure he's going to be an impact player tonight. Kyle Norton, also an impact player. He's played in just 4 games for the Colt 45s as well, seeing just 15 at-bats. But he is batting .400. So we got some big names out there tonight, some guys who can really do some damage at the plate. And that's exactly what they did last night. We had a lot of long fly balls, a lot of hard-hit line drives, a lot of offensive play for both teams last night with that final score of 6-5. On the West Coast Kings, Joe Rodriguez is the man to look out for. Last night, he went 3-for-4 with a single, a double, and a home run. He was responsible for a large portion of the West Coast Kings' 5 runs. So right now, folks, we're having the plate meeting out there. We got the 3-man umpire crew chatting with both managers, and they're deliberating on something right now. I can't tell what, but they always seem to be deliberating something, asking questions, clarifying rules, telling jokes. You never really know. I can't hear them, but I'm sure it's something important. Meanwhile, the top of the Kings lineup is out there swinging the bats, getting them ready, and I can see the pitcher, Keola Yim, out there in the Kings bullpen, getting loose, getting ready to come in the bottom half of the inning. Colt 45s are standing right outside of the dugout. They're getting ready to take the field as the plate meeting will close, and now we're just waiting for the umpire and crew to give the teams the go-ahead, let the Colt 45s out there onto the field. First, we're going to have our ceremonial first pitch. Let me see if they told me who that is going to be tonight. Doesn't look like... Oh, I do have it. It's going to be Renton Police Department Chris Coffer with his canine, and I'm interested to see how they're going to do this. We have another RPD representative behind the plate wearing one of those big padded arms, and they're going to send the canine at him, and he's going to grab the arm. So, not your typical first pitch, but a pretty entertaining one, as you can hear some of the applause from the crowd right now as they hit like that, and now the dog does not want to let go. His handler will come over and take him off of the glove. But you can tell he's real passionate about his job. Anyways, now we'll see the Colt 45s head out onto the field. Brandon Valerer going to step out onto the mound and get ready to start warming up. Folks, we should be in for a real good game tonight. As you know, I mentioned earlier, the Colt 45s are 8-0 at the moment, and they've beat the Kings once already. However, I will say this. The Kings put up probably the toughest battle against the Colt 45s that they've seen this season last night. Their bats were pretty hot against the starter, Spencer Reif. And they're going to look to be doing the same thing again tonight against Brandon Valerer. So the question is, will the Colt 45s be able to shut them down? Will they be able to produce enough offense to where it doesn't matter if they shut them down on defense? I don't know. I suppose we'll find out. But as I mentioned, we've got some rather unfamiliar names in the lineup for the Colt 45, such as BJ Vila, who's only played one game so far, Carter Jorison, only played a couple of games, and then Brandon Belair, who's only pitched two innings so far. I will say this, Belair's got a lot of velocity pitching from that left side, and he's got a lot of break in his curveball as well, so we'll see if his fastball and his curveball are working for him tonight. As he continues to warm up, and this is the point in the pregame show where I run out of things to talk about. So I've given you stats, I've given you what I expect to see tonight, and now we'll just have to wait for the game to start to see what really happens. I will mention, if some of you have been tuning in and over the past couple of weeks, but did not tune in last night, my partner, Jacob Green, is out at a bass fishing tournament right now, so he's not here, unfortunately. It's just a one-man show on the mic tonight. However, starting tomorrow, it's still going to be a one-man show. However, it's going to be Green on the mic instead of myself, so I'll be heading out. Unfortunately, no longer able to do the Colt 45s anymore. I wish I could, but you guys will have a great announcer in Jacob Green. Most of you who have been listening for the past couple weeks know he's got a great voice, got a great personality, and got some great charisma over the microphone. So I'm excited for him to take over. He's going to do a phenomenal job. All right, so stepping in is going to be Joey D'Amelio. First pitch here at 7:16 coming in. Fastball in there for strike one. And a nice way to start this game off. So it's an 0-1 count now to start off D'Amelio. Here comes the pitch from Belair. That one's going to go way high for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike as D'Amelio steps back into the box. Belair out of the windup from that left side. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball ran up and in on the hands of D'Amelio, called for ball two. So 2-1 count. You can tell Belair's got that velocity working for him. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the shortstop. That's Cedar Moss. He'll field it cleanly. Throwing over to first is in time for out number one. Nice play there from Cedar Moss, who we've historically seen at third base when he's in the lineup. Tonight, taking over that shortstop position. And first play of the game is well done. So it'll be one out here as Joe Rodriguez comes up to the plate. And if you were listening a few minutes ago, you'll remember I said Joe Rodriguez was the one who last night went 3-for-4 with a double, a single, and a 3-run home run. As Belair delivers, that one's going to be tapped foul over to the left side. So a quick 0-1 count now to Rodriguez, but he's got a ton of power as Belair looks down and takes his sign. Out of the windup now, here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there on the inside corner for strike two, and Belair really had great command of that one. And that's an exciting pitch to see. You can tell his mind is in the right place right now. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. High fastball. That one's going to miss. So it'll be a ball of two strikes. Even Rodriguez's double last night was about 6 or 7 feet short of a home run. It was a laser shot as he fouls one off back into the net. But it was a laser shot that just didn't quite have the angle to get out. Had he lifted that one just a little bit more, I could have seen it going probably 360-plus feet. Here's the pitch. 1-2, fouled back off into the parking lot. So it'll remain a ball and two strikes as Rodriguez adjusts his batting gloves and now steps back into the box. Belair gets ready, and here's a pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner, strike three call. A nice pitch from Brandon Belair to get Joe Rodriguez looking. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. So the pitches that get this crowd real excited here. You can tell Belair has a rhythm down already here in the top of the first inning. And we'll see if he can keep it going. Here's Seth Gwynn. He's going to see a fastball just below the zone for ball one. Blair gets his ball back, takes his sign, and here comes the delivery. Fastball. This one's going to be lifted high and deep into left center field. Going after it is the center fielder. This one is gone. A monster shot over the scoreboard makes this a 1-0 game quickly here in the top of the first inning. That was Seth Gwynn, the right fielder, and he got completely a hold of that one. So not what the Colt 45s wanted here to start off the ball game, especially with two outs. Seth Gwynn kind of just, I apologize, Brandon Belair kind of just left that one right over the top of the plate, and Seth Gwynn took advantage of it. As I said, it went all the way up and over the scoreboard out there in left center field, and he got all of that one. So 1-0 here. Blair will have to recompose himself, and he's going to deliver a nice fastball in there for strike one. So even after the home run, he's still not afraid of this lineup. He knows what he can do. Happens to all pitchers all the time. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Nice breaking ball. Draws a swing and a miss from Drew Giannini, the cleanup hitter. So a quick 0-2 count. And still, Brandon Blair is in attack mode, which is exactly what you want to see. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be another breaking ball. This one's going to go in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a ball and two strikes. As Blair gets his ball back. Now he gets ready and delivers. Another breaking ball. Almost got a swing out of Seth Gwynn, but didn't quite chase after it. So it'll be a 2-2 count now with two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to the shortstop, Moss. Moss is going to field it. Throw on the run is not in time. So Drew Giannini picks himself up an infield single. Senator Moss did a good job of charging up on that one. As I mentioned, it was a softly hit ground ball. And gloved it, made a nice throw, but Drew Giannini just showcased some a little bit of speed there and beat it out. So that'll bring up Jaden Lee, the left fielder, in that number five spot. And we'll see if Brandon Blair can get himself out of this one. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back into the net. Quick 0-1 count as Jaden Lee steps back into the box. Blair comes set and delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block from the catcher Joriston to hold that runner at first. Count will even up at a ball and a strike. And now after giving up one run in the inning so far and then allowing that infield single, Belair just wants to get out of this one. Fastball swung on and tipped foul, but right into the glove of Joriston for strike two. Count will be a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball barely misses the bottom of the zone. I thought that was strike three. Blair looked like he was ready to walk off the mound there, but the count will even up at two balls and two strikes. Now Blair will come set, checks over at that runner. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a fastball in the dirt. Runner's going to go. Block. The throw is not in time. So a nice effort there from the catcher Joriston. That fastball was spiked almost in the grass. It was a hard pitch to handle. But Joriston got in front of it, knocked it right down, picked it up, gave a little bit of a high throw down there to second. And the shortstop, Moss, just couldn't quite put the tag on. 3-2 pitch now. This one's going to be fouled deep out into foul territory over there in the parking lot. So the count will be three balls and two strikes. Again, full count, two outs, runner on second. This is where Belair really needs to come through. The pitch swung on, again fouled back into the parking lot. And that one bounced off of a car and then bounced off of another car. It was a double whammy out there in the parking lot. So not what you want to see off a foul ball, but we're going to see another full count pitch. 3-2 on the way. Swung on and driven right into the glove of the second baseman, Dusty Vila, for out number three. So a little bit of a tough inning for Blair there. He allowed one run off of that long shot from Seth Gwynn, but he ultimately gets out of it with just one as we head in to the bottom of the first inning where the Colts will look to tie it up. Folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. They're a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom of the first inning here at Tiger Field. It's going to be Colby Raphael leading things off for the Colt 45s. He'll look to get things started here. If you were with us for the top of the inning, you'll know that the Kings went ahead 1-0 as the pitch from Kayla Yim comes in. Fastball with some nice velocity in there for strike one. Now, Yim pitching out of the stretch. Comes down on a chopper to the third baseman. It's going to be fielded. Throw is in time, and Raphael is sat down. He almost beat that one out, but a nice play from the third baseman, Joe Rodriguez, sits him down. So it'll be one out quickly here at the bottom of the first inning. As I was saying, the West Coast Kings went up 1-0 off that long shot from Seth Gwynn that went over the scoreboard in the top half of the inning. Now the Colt 45s dealing with one out. Are looking to answer back. It's going to be Griffith Fenn up to the plate. We know he's got a lot of power. As a fastball comes in and grazes the outside corner of the zone, Fenn made a little bit of a face there. He didn't agree with that call. It'll be no balls and a strike to the hard-hitting right fielder. The pitch, high changeup. That one is going to be outside of the zone. It'll be a ball and a strike now. As Yim looks down and takes his sign. Again, with no runners on, he's pitching out of the stretch. Here's the 1-1. Fastball once again catches the outside corner. And once again, Griffith Fenn kind of drops his shoulders in frustration. So not happy with that wide strike zone. But he'll step back into the batter's box. Yim has his sign. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced right in front of the plate. It'll be Yim to field it. He'll throw one over to first, and now the home plate umpire is going to signal foul ball. That was interesting. A very late foul call from the home plate umpire. He kind of let that one bounce in front. I think it must have bounced off of Fenn himself. Either way, we'll do it again. It'll be a ball and two strikes. Yim comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to the shortstop. Its fielded throw is in time for out number two. That was the shortstop, Mike Baker, on the play. And he did a good job of getting to that one. But unfortunately, here in the bottom of the first, the West Coast Kings are working quick here against your Colt 45s. It's going to be Kyle Norton up to the plate. And Norton's hitting over 400 this season, as we mentioned in the pregame show. So he'll look to continue this hot streak here with two outs and try to get some started. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a low fastball, ball one. That one almost in the dirt from Yim. Now he'll get his ball back, take his sign. Come set. 1-0 pitch on the way. Inside fastball. That one misses again. So Yim seemed to be really on top of his fastball through the last two batters. Now maybe struggling with it just a bit here against Kyle Norton. 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and fouled way back over the net. Count will move to two balls and a strike. And you could tell Norton really wanted to get a hold of that one. It was a big swing, almost a looping swing, and he just got under it too much and fouled it back. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and grounded sharply to the second baseman. Hill fielded off of a tough hop. Thrown over to first is in time for out number three. A nice play there from Drew Giannini, the second baseman. So that'll bring us back to the top of the second. West Coast Kings still lead the Colt 45s 1-0 after one inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White here at Tiger Field. It's a 1-0 ball game. West Coast Kings lead the Reading Colt 45s here as we head into the top of the second. It'll be Brandon Belair back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s, facing off against number 7, Mike Baker, the shortstop. And Baker's going to see a fastball low for ball one. So a quick 1-0 count to start off Baker as he steps back into the box. Crown that plate a little bit. Here's the pitch. High fastball. So it'll be 2-0. So first a low fastball, then a high fastball. Neither one of them able to catch the strike zone. The count will move to 2 balls and no strikes. Baker steps back into the box. Belair gets set and delivers. Strike one. Nice fastball there on the outside corner. And the count will move to 2 balls and a strike. So far we've seen 3 pitches and 3 fastballs to Mike Baker. We'll see if Belair changes it up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven on the ground to Brandon Zanny. He'll bobble it. Throw one over to first is not in time. So I think that one's going to be ruled an error. However, it was a real tough play for Brandon Zanny, the third baseman. It was a hot shot on the ground over there, and that's exactly why they called it the hot corner. And that thing was pulled hard down the line. Zanny got in front of it, was able to get his glove down. Unfortunately, just bounced right off the palm of the glove. Did a good job of picking it up and making a throw. However, Baker just had a little bit of speed and was able to beat it out. So it's going to be Tyler Smith now, the designated hitter, as he fouls one off into the catcher's mask. And he seems completely fine. Doesn't look like it fazed him at all. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Smith. Belair now dealing with no outs and a runner on first. Doesn't want to give up another run this inning. He looks down and takes a sign. And from that left side, here's the pitch. Fastball in there on the bottom half of the zone for strike two. I got to say, Mike Baker over there taking a really bold lead with a lefty on the mound. You know how easily some of these lefties can just throw over quick. 0-2 pitch now is going to be... No, he will throw over. So I suppose I spoke it into existence. Belair threw on over to first, but Baker was back in standing safely, so I guess he knows exactly how much of a lead he can take. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be swung on foul. It will just get out into the parking lot on the right side. And the count will remain no balls and 2 strikes to Tyler Smith. As he steps back into the box, Belair will grab his sign. Comes set, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt. It'll get past the catcher, Jorison. And the runner will advance. So the force out is taken off.
I would probably rule that one a wild pitch. Came right in at the feet of Jorison, but you could tell he just wasn't prepared for that pitch at all. It'll be a 1-2 count as Belera comes set. Baker taking a good lead off the second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped straight down into the plate. So the count will remain a ball and two strikes as Smith continues to do a good job of battling here against the lefty Belera. Baker again taking a pretty good-sized lead off of second. They're not holding them on too tight. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Jorson's going to check back the runner at second. Throwing over to first. He's on line for out number one. So a great time here from the catcher Jorison. Pitch was in the dirt. Dropped to his knees. Blocked it. Ball went right in front of him. He picked it up. Checked back Baker over there at second. And then made a really nice throw over to Cal Norton at first for the first out of the inning. So big favor there done to his pitcher Belera. As number 13, the first baseman, Jake Lyle, who was behind the plate last night, comes up. Again, one out. We've got Baker at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just misses the top of the zone for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count now to Lyle. Baker, again, taking a pretty generous lead over there. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's going to be swung and lifted high in the center field. Colby Raphael will get under it. He makes the catch. Runner is going to tag. The throw is offline. So Jake Lyle will pick himself up a sacrifice fly. Moves the runner over to third. Colby Raphael did a good job getting a good angle on that ball as he came in to make the catch. Unfortunately, just couldn't execute on the throw in. It's going to be a close play regardless, but doesn't really give himself a chance there. Either way, it's going to be two outs here in the top of the second inning as the catcher, Preston Scott, comes up to the plate. This will be his first at-bat of the series, and we've got Baker leading off of third. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be a fastball up and in around the hands for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Preston. Belera comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing. One of the most interesting swings I've seen. It was like he tried to hold back and maybe check the swing, but his bottom hand wouldn't let him, and he just kind of gave a weak swing. Now he's going to pop one out into shallow left field. It's going to be the shortstop, Sutter Moss, to make the catch for out number three. So Colt 45 has gotten a little bit of danger there with the runner on third, but Belera able to get himself out of it as we head to the bottom of the second. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back to the bottom of the second inning here at Tiger Field. Keona Yim back on the mound for the West Coast Kings. And he's going to deliver a fastball, which is fouled back off into the net by the cleanup hitter, VJ Vila. This is Vila's second at-bat of the season. He has appeared only once for the Colt 45 so far, and he'll have an 0-1 count to start him off. Here's the pitch from Yim. That's going to be an off-speed in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now for Vila. Colts were sat down 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first, still trailing by one after the long shot from Seth Gwynn put the West Coast Kings up in the top of the first as Vila sees another off-speed off the outside corner for strike two. So it's going to be a 1-2 count now. Keona Yim takes his sign. Still pitching from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Low fastball. Rung him up. Strike three. So BJ Vila goes down looking for his first at-bat of the night. And that's a pitch you got to swing at. It did look a little bit low. The catcher, actually, Preston Scott, had a little bit of a tough time handling it. Popped out of his glove. But umpire said it was strike three, and with two strikes, that's something that you got to swing at. So it'll be McGuire Smith coming up to the plate as he sees a fastball in the dirt for ball one. Quick 1-0 count to Smith. Smith was really putting some wood on the ball last night as the 1-0 pitch comes in. That's going to be a high fastball for ball two. As I was saying, Smith was just hammering it last night. A lot of them, unfortunately, were right into the gloves of Kings defenders. But either way, you know this kid can hit, and he can hit with power as he fouls one back into the net for strike one. So it'll be a 2-1 count to the left fielder, Smith. So he kicks some dirt around in that left side batter's box. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled, this time back right over my head. And that'll even up the count at 2 apiece. So two balls and two strikes as Keona Yim looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here comes the pitch from Yim. Swung on and fouled sharply over towards the Kings dugout. Count will remain two balls and two strikes. Yeah, we've got one out here in the bottom of the second. As Yim gets set, here's the pitch. Fouled back into the back of the net. So the count will once again remain two balls and two strikes. As we've got some wasps swarming the booth right now. Hopefully they go away. Two balls and two strikes. Once again to McGuire Smith. Keona Yim sets and delivers. That one's going to be flared foul over to the left side. So once again, the count will be two balls and two strikes. Smith doing a really good job of battling here with two strikes. He's a foul ball machine right now. Keona Yim takes his sign, comes set. Once again, out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Low off speed. Looked like a changeup. That one will be ball three. So the count will fill up as Smith continues to battle. Showing some good discipline there in that one. Yim comes set. The 3-2 is high but swung on and fouled back into the net. And the at-bat will continue. So Smith has made it clear he's not going to be an easy out. His first at-bat of the night, he has continued to battle here against some impressive pitching from Keona Yim. And we'll see who comes out on top in this one. 3-2 on the way. Low. It'll be Smith with the victory as he draws a walk. And that'll bring up Sutter Moss, the shortstop. So Colt 45s have their first base runner of the ball game now here in the bottom of the second inning. And Sutter Moss up to the plate. He'll look to do a job for the Colt 45s with a runner on.
Jonah Yim looks down and takes his side. Still out of the stretch, of course. Here comes the pitch. High fastball. It's going to miss for ball one. So now the lights are coming on out here at Tiger Field as much of the field has become shaded. So lights probably not necessary yet, but they will be here soon. Now Yim will throw over to first. Sliding back in safely will be Smith as Moss steps back into the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined in left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. They're going to hold Smith at second. But nice single. Earns the Colt 45s their first base hit here. And that was a nice piece of hitting from Sutter Moss. He just looped that one right out into center left center field. I apologize for a single. And that'll get a job done. So it'll be Brandon Zanny, the third baseman, up to the plate now. Again, the Colt 45s are looking to tie this game up. It's 1-0 here in the bottom of the second as Zanny steps up into the box. Runners at first and second for the Colt 45s. One out. Yim checking back that runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. You could tell Zanny was really looking to get after something there, and he chased at a pitch outside of the zone, so it'll be an 0-1 count to the third baseman. Again, you've got Smith over there at second, Moss at first, taking pretty humble leads. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped up the middle. It's going to get past the glove of the pitcher, fielded by the second baseman, Giannini. Throwing over to first is in time for out number two. So Colt 45s get a little bit of a break on that one, actually. If it was able to be fielded by the pitcher, Yim, probably would have been a double play. However, it just got past his glove and was instead fielded by the second baseman, Giannini, who had no choice but to throw on over to first. So now it'll be runners on second and third with two outs and Carter Jorson up to the plate for the Colt 45s, the catcher. Here comes the pitch from Yim. Fastball is going to be in there on that inside corner for strike one. Now Yim will look down and take his sign. Come set. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball high and outside for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike. Again, you've got Smith over there at third. I apologize. Moss leading off there at second as Yim comes set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to the third baseman. He'll bobble it, and there will be no throw. So an error from the third baseman, Rodriguez, will allow a run to score, and this game is tied. And now a courtesy runner will come out for Carter Jorson. Not exactly what Jorson wanted, but it'll get the job done. So 1-1 ball game now, and we've got runners at the corners as the West Coast Kings manager will call time and bring the entire infield onto the mound, maybe to talk a little bit of strategy. Now, Joe Rodriguez, an interesting player. If you remember, I spoke last night and tonight about his ability to hit the ball. He had a home run, a double, and a single last night. But what's also interesting about him is he has kind of struggled in the field so far in the series. He made a pretty crucial error over there at second base last night, allowing the ball to go right underneath his legs. That allowed the tying and go-ahead run to score for the Colt 45s. And that was last night. And now tonight, he bobbles a soft, chopping ground ball, which allows the tying run to score. So he's had a couple of defensive blunders here so far in the series. We'll see if he can clean it up. I got to say, his bat has sort of made up for it. He has been hot. But now with two outs, Keone Yim's going to look to get out of it. Here's the pitch. High fastball. It'll catch the top of the zone for strike one. Again, we've got runners at first and third. It's a courtesy runner. I believe that's Mason Cassingham over there at first base is the courtesy runner. And then you've got Cedar Moss over there at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded sharply into right field for a base hit. Go-ahead run will come across. And Dusty Vila, the second baseman, comes through in a tight spot for the Colt 45s. It'll be a 2-1 ball game as the West Coast Kings should have been out of this inning two batters ago. But now after the error and then the single have allowed the tying and go-ahead runs to have come across. Now the lineup will turn over. It's going to be Colby Raphael working with two outs and runners on first and second. Let's see if he can get something together. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be fouled off into the parking lot on the right side. So it'll be no balls and a strike to Colby Raphael. He steps into the box once again. Keone Yim takes his sign before coming set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Some really nice break on that curveball. You could tell Raphael wasn't quite ready for it. Yim now comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply down the line. It'll be the third baseman, Rodriguez. He'll dive to third base for the force out, but they're going to say it's not in time. So everybody's safe. It was a hot shot down the third baseline. Taking off from second was Mason Cassingham, the courtesy runner, right off the bat. And he was able to beat Joe Rodriguez to the bag. It was a good effort from Rodriguez, fielding that ball, charging hard, and then laying out to put the glove on the bag for the force, but couldn't get it done, unfortunately, as the defensive woes continue here for the West Coast Kings. Keone Yim, now with two outs still, comes set and delivers to Griffith Fenn, who's going to see a fastball low and away for ball one. And I got to say, I kind of feel for Keone Yim. He has been pitching well, been pitching to pretty soft contact, a lot of balls on the ground, but unfortunately, just unable to get this final out as there's a hard ground ball into right field, and that's a base hit. One run will score. They're going to send the runner down. Here's the throw. Not in time. Two runs score. It's a 4-1 ball game. So Griffith Fenn gets a couple more runs across for the Colt 45s, and just like that, here in the bottom of the second inning, they're up 4-1. Not at all what Keone Yim wanted up there on the mound. It'll be runners at the corners once again, and now with two outs, the West Coast Kings have allowed four runs across in the inning, and that's got to be kind of heartbreaking for the pitcher, Keone Yim, as he comes set and delivers. Runner goes. No, he fakes it. It'll be a ball. Not quite on the inside corner. Count will be 1-0 to Kyle Norton, the first baseman. Now, Yim will look down and take his sign. Again, runners at the corners take their leads. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In the dirt, ball two. So it'll be a 2-0 count. Again, with two outs here. Colt 45s have scored four already off of an error and a couple of hits. Yim comes set. 2-0 pitch on the way. High fastball, ball three. So a quick 3-0 count to Kyle Norton. They've got an open base over there at second to work with. So not a whole lot of pressure in this at-bat, but still, you don't want to be working with a bases-loaded situation after what we've seen in this inning so far. 3-0, here's the pitch. High fastball, ball four. So Kyle Norton will draw a walk, and that'll bring up VJ Vila. Vila was sat down in the bottom of the first inning on strikes, struck out looking. And now, with the bases loaded and two outs, he'll look to get a couple more runs across for the Colt 45s. Keone Yim takes a little bit of a walk around the mound before stepping back onto the rubber. Now he'll look down and take his sign before coming set. Here's the pitch. swung on and fouled way back into the parking lot. It'll be a quick 0-1 count to BJ Vila. He steps out of the box, takes a couple of practice hacks while Keona Yim gets a new ball. Now Vila will step back into the box. 0-1 pitch on the way. High off speed, looked like a changeup. It'll miss the zone for ball one. So it'll be a ball and a strike now. Now Yim will come set. It'll be a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fouled back off. And the count will remain a ball and two strikes. So BJ Vila will step back in. Again, the bases are loaded here. Colt 45s have scored four in this inning already. They're up 4-1 on the Kings. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and grounded sharply up the third baseline, off the glove of Joe Rodriguez. One run will score. Now two runs will score. And that'll make it a 6-1 ball game. So another error from Joe Rodriguez. And the Colt 45s seem to have blown this one open already here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They lead by five. It is 6-1. And we'll still be working with runners on first and second as McGuire Smith comes to the plate. Rodriguez still struggling on defense there over at third. That's his second error of the inning. Unable to handle that hot shot from BJ Vila. And now the Colt 45s have scored all six of their runs with two outs. We'll see if they can get a couple more here. Smith gets into the box. Here's the pitch. Fastball, deep drive into center field. Running back to the center fielder, D'Amelio, and he will make the catch on the run. So a nice catch by the center fielder, Joey D'Amelio, finally gets the Kings out of the inning. But not before the Colt 45 scores six runs. So it'll be a 6-1 ball game as Brandon Blair comes back out onto the mound for the top of the third. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White. It's Brandon Blair back out on the mound for the Colt 45s. And he's going to deliver his final warm-up pitch of the inning as he will see the top of the West Coast Kings order in Joey D'Amelio. D'Amelio, if you were paying attention or tuned in the bottom half of last inning, made a really nice running catch over his head out there in center field to end a very long inning for the Kings. Colt 45 scored six in that inning off of two outs, impressively, to make the score 6-1. And now D'Amelio will step in as Blair comes to the plate with a fastball in there for strike one. Folks, you are listening to this Colt 45's baseball game tonight on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 and 1460 AM. As Blair delivers a fastball low and away for ball one. Now he'll come set and deliver. That's a hot shot right over the head of Blair into center field for a base hit. And that one had some serious pop off the bat. So now it'll bring up Joe Rodriguez. Remember, Rodriguez made two errors in the bottom half of the second inning, which largely contributed to the Colt 45's ability to score the six runs that they did. Now he'll look to have a little bit of redemption here at the plate. If you've been paying attention, I've been talking about him all night long, tonight and last night. He's got some serious pop at the plate going 3-for-4 last night. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball in there on the top of the zone for strike one. He is 0-for-1 so far tonight here against the pitcher Belair. So we'll see if Belair can put him away again. This 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, strike two. Nice pitch. Catches the outside corner of the zone as Joey D'Amelio leads off of first. Belair comes set, here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the second baseman, Vila. He'll throw over to Moss. Moss has it for out number one. Throw over to first is in time for the double play. Really nice piece of defensive work there from the Colt 45s. Gets a couple of quick outs here for the pitcher, Belair. And that'll bring up number 20, Seth Gwynn. So after committing two errors in the bottom of the second inning, Rodriguez goes up to the plate and hits him to a double play. And that's really just an unfortunate turn of events for him tonight after the hot streak at the plate last night. Now the pitch from Belair to Seth Gwynn. That one will be low. The ball one. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball swung, looped into left field down the line for a base hit. And luckily the left fielder, McGuire Smith, will get the ball in quickly. So it'll be two outs working with a runner on first. And now Seth Gwynn is 2-for-2 on the night against Belair. He was the one that was responsible for the West Coast Kings' only run with that massive home run over the scoreboard in the first inning as Belair comes set and delivers a breaking ball, nails the outside corner of the zone here against Drew Giannini for strike one. So it'll be an 0-1 count to Giannini as Gwynn leads off of first. Now a fastball will be blown right past Drew Giannini for strike two. So quick 0-2 count. Let's see if Belair can get himself out of this one quick. Here's the pitch. Fastball just misses the outside corner for ball one. And you could tell the catcher, Jorson, kind of just stuck his glove out and held it there on the outside corner for a second after catching that ball. He thought he was going to get that call. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. Throw. There will be no throw. And you could tell Belair kind of tipped his approach on that one. Right off the bat, he gave no intention of throwing over to first, and that allowed Seth Gwynn to get a really nice jump as there's a deep drive into right field. That one is going to be caught by Griffith Fenn. I apologize for that. That cough is still bugging me. Griffith Fenn will make the catch in deep right field to end the inning. That'll bring us to the bottom of the third, where the Colt 45s will look to extend their 5-run lead. Score is 6-1 here as we head into the bottom half of the inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House, The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom half of the third inning here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45 lead the West Coast Kings 6-1. And it's Sutter Moss up to the plate as he swings and fouls one back into the net for strike one. He's looking at a 1-1 count. Fiona Yim steps back onto the rubber and takes his sign. Now Yim will come set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back and just barely hits the net. Doesn't quite get over, so count will move to a ball and two strikes. Yim had a rough inning last inning. He gave up 6 runs. However, several of those were off of errors. So he's not all to blame here. And the 1-2 pitch is going to go low for ball two, so the count will even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. What's really tough, though, is after giving up 6 runs, even though he knows that they weren't all his fault, and he's probably more frustrated with his defense than he is with himself. He will just have to regain some confidence here, both in himself and in his team, in order to get the job done as he throws the ball to fill up the count. So it'll be 3-2 to Sutter Moss now. Here's the pitch. One's going to be swung on and fouled high off over to the left side behind the clubhouse. The count will remain full as Moss is doing a great job of battling here with two strikes. 3-2 pitch for the second time is on the way. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three called. So I think Moss knew it. That one was right there over the outside corner, and he'll sit down on strikes. That'll bring up Brandon Zanny. Zanny will look to get something started here. Remember, the Colt 45s right now are leading with 5. So anything else they score right now would purely be insurance runs. Here's the pitch. Fastball. This is the outside corner of the zone for ball one. However, those insurance runs would be nice, as we know these West Coast Kings have some serious pop at the plate. They can do damage. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's going to be go inside for ball two. So I would never count these Kings out of the ball game with the potential they've got on the other side of the ball field with the bat. But either way, the Colt 45s right now are still holding a pretty comfortable lead. 2-0 count to Zanny. Here's the pitch from Yim. That fastball will catch the outside corner just barely for strike one. Count will be 2 balls and a strike now as Yim gets his ball back and comes set. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses the inside corner. It'll be a 3-1 count now, and we can expect an action pitch here from Yim as Zanny steps back into the zone. Yim comes set. Here's the pitch. Sure enough, fastball. However, that one's going to run inside for ball four. So Zanny will take a walk. And with one out, you can bet that Yim will be looking for a double play here. It's going to be number 17, Carter Jorison, up to the plate. If you'll remember, in the bottom half of the second, he hit a really soft ground ball with two outs that was bobbled by the third baseman, Jorison, and he ended up reaching on that error, and the tying run scored, which then led to that plethora of runs scoring with two outs, making it a 6-1 ball game. Now a sharply hit chopper is going to go to the second baseman. He fields it. Throw to second is in time. Over to first, not in time. So the Kings will get one. A nice play there from the second baseman, Giannini. He had to stay back on that one. It was chopping towards him, and you could tell it was going to take a tough hop. So he just waited back a little bit, caught it in the middle of the hop and tossed over to second for the sure out. The throw from the shortstop, Mike Baker, just had no chance. And now it'll be Mason Cassingham as a courtesy runner out there at first base with two outs and Dusty Vila at the plate. Vila's going to hit one hard into right field. Coming in is going to be the right fielder. He will not make the catch. It's going to fall in front of him. Now the throw over to third is in time to catch Cassingham for out number three. So a risky move there from the third base coach, sending Cassingham around second off of the hard hit single into right field. And a nice throw from the right fielder Seth Gwynn cuts him down at third. So the score remains 6-1 as we head into the top of the fourth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081's Crossroads Drive, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. It's the top of the fourth inning here at Coulter Field. It looks like we're getting another demonstration from the RPD K-9 unit. And it appears that the first base umpire is holding something up. I don't know if... Oh, that's just his cooling towel. I thought he was going to be part of the demonstration. But no, it's actually going to be one of the West Coast Kings running out there with that big old padded arm on. And now our K-9 brother is going to latch on and not let go as that Kings player struggles to get his arm away, and he cannot. So now the handler will come on out. But it's a neat little demonstration, but it is going to delay Brandon Blair's warm-up a little bit. So we're going to cut to a short break real quick just as Brandon Blair comes out to warm up. And we'll come back when he's ready as our K-9 friend pulls the padded arm off of the King.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, folks. Well, we're back from break. If you're just tuning in, like in the past 10 seconds, we just had a neat little demonstration from our Reading Police Department K-9 team. And with a little help from our visiting team, the West Coast Kings, they were able to unleash the power of that gnarly K-9 who latched on to one of the King's arms with that big padded foam arm. Cool demonstration, but as I mentioned earlier, it kind of delayed the warm-up of Belair, who is now just finishing up his warm-ups, and he's going to be facing off against number 23, and it looks like that's going to be a new bat here for the Kings. It's going to be Jay Lee, and I got to tell you, we do not have a first name on this roster here. So, it'll be Jay Lee. Don't know what the J stands for, but I'll refer to him as Lee as Belair comes set and delivers.
It's going to be a fastball low for ball one. Lee, I'm not sure who he's in for right now. Here's the pitch. And that was going to be chopped on the ground hard to the third baseman, Zanny. Throwing over to first is in time for out number one. I apologize. I think that's Jaden Lee. It was Jaden Lee. I just confirmed that. However, he's wearing number 23 on the lineup. It says he's number 45. On his roster, it says he's 23. So I don't know why it says he's number 45 here on the lineup. Either way, it'll be Mike Baker up to the plate with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Belair. It's going to be a fastball in there for strike one. Quick 0-1 count to Baker, who now steps into the box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted high and deep into left field. That one is going and gone. The second home run of the night for the West Coast Kings. Luckily for Brandon Belair, it was just a solo shot. So Colt 45s will maintain their lead. The score will move to 6-2 Colt 45s as Baker rounds the bases with his first home run of the series. Now both he and Seth Gwynn have done it against Belair tonight. And I got to say, Belair's been looking real solid except for those two long shots here through three and a third. It'll be Tyler Smith, the designated hitter, up to the plate now. Belair still out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. Fastball in there. Oh, it looks like he said that was a ball. I didn't hear a strike call. There was no motion for a strike, but that one sure looked like a strike. The pitch comes in. That one's going to be chopped hard on the ground. It's going to go off the glove of Zanny and luckily retrieved quickly by the shortstop, Setter Moss. And I got to say, I can't blame Zanny for that one at all. That was a hard hit chopping ball. It took a really tough bounce on him, and he tried to stick it, but just couldn't quite hang on as it bounced off the palm of his glove. Luckily, Moss there backing up, able to grab it quickly, limits Tyler Smith to just one bag. And now with one out, we'll have Smith leading off the first and Jake Lyle, the first baseman, up to the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. So now with one out, we'll see if Belair can work quickly to get out of this one. It'll be an 0-1 count to Lyle. Here comes the pitch. Fastball swung and hammered into deep left field. Under it will be the left fielder, Smith. He'll make the catch for out number two. Nice job from Smith ranging over to make that catch. Just a few feet in front of the warning track. So now with two outs, it's going to be the number nine hole, Preston Scott, up to the plate for the second time tonight here against Belair. And we've still got Smith leading off a first over there as Belair looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. No, he'll throw over. Sliding in safely is Smith. Still no count to the hitter, Preston Scott. Here comes the pitch. Low fastball for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Preston Scott. Again, we've got two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Now a fastball will miss the outside corner for ball two. So a quick 2-0 count to Scott. And after giving up a solo shot already, Belair now just one out away from getting out of the inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball will catch the outside corner for strike two. Count will even up at a couple of balls and a couple of strikes. Remember, he's still dealing with Smith leading off at first base there. Sorry, I apologize. That was strike one. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That one will miss the outside corner of the zone. It was a nice breaking ball, just barely missed the corner of the zone. And the count moves to three balls and a strike. Lair now comes set. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and driven into left center for a base hit. The runner will hold at second. So it'll be a two-out single for Preston Scott as the order turns over and Joey D'Amelio comes up to the plate. D'Amelio had that infield single earlier in his last at-bat. Now, with a runner in scoring position, he'll look to get something going for the West Coast Kings. They've scored one run in this inning off of the solo home run from Mike Baker. The score is 6-2, Colt 45's lead. But now the Kings threatening again with two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled right back into the net for strike one. So an 0-1 count now to Joey D'Amelio. He adjusts his helmet and now steps back into the box. Valera looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be tapped foul. Straight down on top of the plate. A nice breaking ball there from Valera. So it'll be an 0-2 count. Let's see if Brandon Valera can finish it here. He peers down to take his sign. Runners at first and second take their leads. They're not holding Preston at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply up the middle into center field. The runner from second will score easily. And Smith will hold up at second. So it'll be a two-out RBI single for Joey D'Amelio. And now it seems like the West Coast Kings are coming back into this game. And I mentioned it earlier, folks, after the Colt 45's big inning in the bottom of the second where they scored six and went up 6-1, I said, you know, you can't count out these West Coast Kings. They have a lot of pop at the plate as Joe Rodriguez comes up to the plate. So far, through his two at-bats, Blair has had his number. We'll see if he can get something done here. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. You can tell Rodriguez not ready for that pitch. In his last at-bat, Rodriguez grounded out into a double play. So we'll see if Blair can get him out once again. The 0-1 pitch now on the way. Another breaking ball. That one will miss the top of the zone. Remember, you've got Joey D'Amelio leading off at first and Preston Scott over there at second. It's a 1-1 count with two outs. Colt 45's lead, 6-3. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced right up the middle. Charging in is the shortstop, Moss. The throw over to first is in time for out number three. And Blair's got to buy Sutter Moss a beer for that if he is of age. That was a really nice play. Moss came in hard charging. That was a slow bouncing ball up the middle. And he barely threw out the hard-charging Joe Rodriguez for the third out of the inning, and the Colt 45s will retain their lead. Score is 6-3 as we head into the bottom of the fourth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is the bottom of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. It's going to be Kyla Yim back out onto the mound for the West Coast Kings. It'll be the top of the order in Colby Raphael, and it looks like we're doing some sort of raffle out here in the stands, but we're not really paying attention to that. Game's on. Yim sets and delivers to Raphael. It'll be a high fastball for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Colby Raphael. Here's the pitch. 2-0 count as that fastball runs outside. Raphael, in his third at-bat of the night, looking to get something started here. Colby 45 still lead by 3 after allowing 2 runs in the top of the inning. Here's the pitch. High fastball. That one will miss the zone again for ball 3. So a quick 3-0 count now to the leadoff hitter, Colby Raphael. Here comes the pitch. That fastball will catch the zone. So now the count will turn over to 3 balls and a strike. Kyla Yim looks down to take his sign. Now he'll come set and deliver. Outside fastball for ball 4. So heading on down to first is going to be Colby Raphael. He'll be the first base runner of the inning for the Colt 45s, and that's going to bring up Griffith Fenn. Y'all know Griffith Fenn's got a ton of power over there on the left side. He had a 2 RBI single, and his last at-bat contributed to the Colt 45's 6-run inning. Kyla Yim comes set, looking for a double play. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a low fastball off the inside corner for ball 1. 1-0 count now to Griffin Fenn. He steps into the left side once again. Now a throw on over to first as Raphael slides in easily back to the bag. Yim looks down to take his sign. Pitching here from the right side. Checks the runner back. Here's the pitch. Swung on and roped foul over to the right side. And that one hopped once and then went over the wall. That was a hard-hit baseball. Griffith Fenn just pulled the poop out of that one. As I mentioned, he just roped it, pulled it foul, took one hop, and got straight over the wall out there in right field. It'll be a ball and a strike. Runner goes. The throw is not in time. And Colby Raphael picks himself up a stolen base. It was a long delivery from Kyla Yim. A nice throw from the catcher, Preston Scott, but he didn't really have a chance there as Raphael got a good jump. Count will remain a ball and a strike to Fenn. Here's the pitch. Outside changeup will not catch the zone. Sorry, it was a 1-2 count. Now it's a 2-2 count against Fenn. No force out. Still got no outs in the inning as Raphael leads off the second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to the left side. Shortstop Baker has it. Throw over to first is in time. And the runner holds over there at second. So it'll be 1 out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And it'll be Kyle Norton coming out to the plate here with 1 out. Again, we've got Colby Raphael leading off of second over there, and now these Wasps are really swarming the booth. A back pick from the catcher over to third will go into left field, and that's going to allow Colby Raphael to score from third base. Sorry, it wasn't a back pick. Colby Raphael was gunning to steal third base. Scott threw in the dirt
went into left field and allowed Rafael to pop up and score from third base. So it'll be a 1-0 count, and a run comes in, 7-3 is the score, as I'm trying to announce, but I'm getting a little distracted by these wasps, so I apologize, folks. Kyle Norton sees a high fastball. It'll be 2 balls and no strikes to him. And now Guillem comes set, still pitching from a stretch here. The pitch, high fastball, 3-0. You can tell he's a little bit rattled, doesn't have a good command over that fastball right now. So Yim will step up onto the rubber, takes his sign. I can imagine it'll be a fastball right down the middle just for a strike. Here's the pitch. It indeed is a fastball, however, it'll miss low for ball four. So on four straight pitches, Kyle Norton draws himself a walk. And now after one run has come in, the Colt 45s will have a runner on first and number 18, BJ Vila, up to the plate. Now Vila will look to take a few signs from his manager before stepping up to the plate, and we'll see what they want to put on here. So with one out, Kyle Norton leading off of first, Keola Yim comes set and checks him back. Now the delivery, that one's going to be fouled way back into the parking lot. It'll be no balls and a strike to BJ Vila as he steps out of the box, takes a deep breath, and now we'll step back in. Keola Yim over there on the rubber takes his sign and comes set. Now he'll step off and throw over to Norton. Norton was doing some fancy footwork over there at first. I think he was trying to draw that throw over, rattle up the pitcher Yim a little bit. Kind of worked. He threw over. Norton back safely. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be popped right back. The catcher's going to go after it, but this one is going to go just out of the stands and barely misses the head of a small child. The count will be no balls and two strikes to BJ Vila. That was a close call there as it just barely cleared the net and went into the stands. Vila's going to take another practice act before stepping into the box. Here comes the pitch from Yim. Swung on and grounded sharply, foul down the third baseline. That one barely missed the bag. So it'll be no balls and two strikes again to number 18, BJ Vila. Again, we've got one out. The score is 7-3. One run has come across in the inning for the Colt 45s as they lead. Kyle Norton leading off of first. Here comes the pitch from Keola Yim. Swung on and lifted high and deep into left center field. Sorry, right center field. The center fielder, Joey D'Amelio, unfortunately, will get under it and make the catch for out number two. So now with Kyle Norton leading off of first, it'll be two outs in the inning. And that'll bring up number 33, McGuire Smith. And we know Smith has a lot of power at the plate and has some great contact abilities as well. We'll see if he can keep the inning rolling for the Colt 45s as Keola Yim gets his ball back from the outfield and now peers down to take his sign. He's got it. Comes set. Checks the runner back. Norton still doing some of that fancy footwork out there. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and driven into left field. Unfortunately, that'll find the glove of the left fielder, Jaden Lee. A nice line shot, but just goes right into the glove of Lee. And that's going to send us to the top of the fifth inning. Colt 45s get one across. They lead 7-3. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North- North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the top of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field. It's going to be number 20, Seth Gwynn, up to the plate here against Brandon Bowler once again. Sorry, Brandon Bolerer once again. Score is 7-3 here in the top of the fifth. Colt 45's lead as Blair delivers. There's a hot shot in between Zanny and the shortstop Moss for a base hit into the outfield. Moss was playing over to his right quite a bit, and Zanny was playing pretty decently off the line. Unfortunately, that ball was just hit really hard on the ground and barely squeaked through both of them. So, a no-out single for Seth Gwynn will bring up Drew Giannini. Blair will be looking for a double play. I'd expect everything low in the zone here as he delivers a breaking ball. I think that one missed just inside for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count as Gwynn leads off in first. Blair comes set now. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Misses for ball two. So I said that I expected most of his pitches to be low in the zone, trying to draw that double play, but doesn't seem to be the case right now, as it'll be a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted high and shallow down the line over there and left. Chasing after it is going to be McGuire Smith, and he will not make the catch as that one falls foul. So the count will move to 2 balls and a strike. McGuire Smith was playing way over towards center field here on this lefty batter, Drew Giannini, and it was a relatively shallow fly ball down the line there. Fell probably 7 or 8 feet left of the foul line. Blair now will throw over. Back in standing is going to be Gwynn. And now we'll see a 2-1 pitch from Blair to Giannini. It's going to be a high fastball. It'll miss the zone. 3 balls and a strike to Giannini. And definitely going to need to get something in the strike zone here. You don't want to give up that base for free, especially with no outs and a runner on first. Blair, the 3-1 pitch, here it is. That one's going to be fouled right back over the left side of the stands, and the count will fill up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Blair battling, but so is Giannini. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Strike 3. A nice curveball on the outside corner there from Brandon Blair. Draws a swing from Drew Giannini. And that'll be out number 1. Again, we've got a runner on first. That is Seth Gwynn with 1 out as Jaden Lee comes up to the plate. Now, Blair is going to throw on back over to first. Colt 45 still in the lead. 7-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Blair comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into shallow right field. Coming in is Fenn. That ball is going to drop. Runner will round second. He'll be into third standing. Now, rounding first and heading to second is Lee, and he will be in there safely at second base. So a close play at second. Let me kind of give you the rundown of what happened there, folks. It was a shallow fly ball, kind of out there in no man's land, down the right field line. Running in on it was Fenn, but he wasn't able to make a catch, so he let it fall in front of him, fielded it, and tried to gun out Seth Gwynn over at third. However, Gwynn, with a lot of speed, was able to make it safely. Then, over at third, Brandon Zanny realized that Jaden Lee had rounded first and was gunning for second, trying to extend that single, so he fired a shot on over to Dusty Vila, who was covering. Vila laid the tag down, but that second base umpire said it was not in time. And now we've got both managers out here deliberating with the home plate umpire. I don't know if they're deliberating something to do with the lineup. And honestly, my guess is it's probably that numerical issue that I spoke about the last time Jaden Lee was up at the plate. On the lineup, he's listed as number 45. However, on the roster, he's listed as number 23, and he's wearing number 23 right now. So I think that's what our Colt 45's manager was a little bit confused about as he came out to speak to the home plate umpire and the manager. He's like, what's going on? Who's hitting? Is that really Jaden Lee? Because my lineup here says he's number 45. Either way, Lee will stay at second. He's got a big lead. Nobody's holding him on. And Seth Gwynn is leading off of third here with one out. Pitch to Mike Baker's low for ball one. Remember, Baker had a solo shot earlier in the game. Now he'll be looking to do it again in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into deep center field. Under it is Rafael. He will make the catch, and he's going to throw to his cutoff man, the shortstop, instead of trying to gun for home. He was pretty deep out there in center. A throw home probably wouldn't have been close. So a smart decision there from Rafael to throw on into Sutter Moss, the shortstop, and hold Jaden Lee at second. A run will score. It'll be a 7-4 ball game now off of the sacrifice fly from Mike Baker. And that'll bring up Tyler Smith here with two outs and Seth Gwynn leading off of second. Valera now comes set on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Check swing, no appeal on the low fastball from Valera. And these Wasps are still bugging us here over at the booth. So 1-0 count to Tyler Smith as he takes a fastball inside. Misses the zone for ball two. It'll be a 2-0 count as a Wasp is now flying right in front of my face. 2-0 pitch to Tyler Smith. That one's going to be bounced off of his foot. Foul. And he's going to walk around. You can tell he's in a little bit of pain after that one. Just jammed it right into the side of his front foot. That's a tough pill to swallow. Looks like he's okay, though, thankfully, as he takes a couple more steps before stepping back into the box. Again, you've got Jaden Lee over there at second base. So 1-2 count to Tyler Smith. Here's the pitch from Belair. Breaking ball in there for strike two. A nice curveball catches the outside part of the zone to even up the count at two apiece. And now we'll see if Belair can execute with two outs. The pitch. High fastball, check swing. They said he got him on the appeal. Three strikes sits Tyler Smith down as Belair gets out of the inning. He allows one off the sacrifice fly from Mike Baker, but gets himself out of a jam there. The Colt 45s will hold the lead. It is 7-4 as we head in to the bottom of the fifth inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White, bringing you this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. Your Reading Colt 45s are up 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. They're going to look to extend that three-run lead. It'll be Center Moss at the plate. We've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Kings. It's going to be number 30, Josh Petrel, up there on the rubber. So Moss will step up to the plate against him for the first time tonight, as Petrel finishes up his warm-ups and gets ready to face his first batter of the night. Moss now steps into that left side batter's box. Unlike Yim, Petrel will be thrown from the windup. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs inside for ball one. Looks like Petrel standing about 5'11", maybe 6 foot. Tall, lanky guy. As he delivers the 1-0 pitch, it's going to be a fastball right on the upper outside corner of the zone for strike one. Moss, unsure if he agreed with that one, kind of gave his head a little tilt there. The 1-1 pitch comes in. That one's going to be popped up into shallow left field. Running after it is the shortstop, Baker, and he will make the catch on the run for out number one. So Setter Moss is quickly sat down. Kind of got jammed up on that one. It was an inside fastball, and he tried to come around on it, but just a little bit late. Got him inside on the hands and popped him up over to Baker there at shortstop. One out now as Brandon Zanny steps up to the plate. Out of the windup, here's the pitch from Petrel. Off-speed, looked like a changeup in there for strike one. It's going to be an 0-1 count to Zanny as he steps into the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into deep center field. Going back is D'Amelio. He will make the catch for out number two. I got to say, that ball was hammered by Brandon Zanny. Unfortunately, just a really deep center field out there, so nothing comes of it, unfortunately. And now it'll be Carter Jorison up to the plate. This will be Jorison's first time facing off against the pitcher Petrel, who has done a pretty good job. He's gotten two quick outs for the Kings here in his first inning of relief. The pitch is going to be a high fastball, just misses the upper corner of the zone. It'll be a 1-0 count to Carter Jorison. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and drilled on the ground to the second baseman, Giannini. Thrown over to first is in time for out number three. So probably the quickest inning of defense for the West Coast Kings, as number 30, Josh Petrel, puts up a solid inning of work. That'll bring us to the top of the sixth inning, where the Kings will look to overcome their three-run deficit here, and we'll see Brandon Bolera back out onto the mound. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White. We're here in the top of the sixth inning. The West Coast Kings are coming up to the plate. They'll be looking to overcome that three-run deficit. It is 7-4 in favor of your Reading Colt 45s as Brandon Belairer comes out onto the mound and delivers his last warm-up pitch. He's going to be facing none other than Jake Lyle, the first baseman, as Lyle takes a couple of practice acts before stepping into the box. Well, he's going to rub some dirt on his hands first. Now he'll step into the box. Belair, ready out of the windup. Here comes the pitch. Nice changeup. Completely fooled Lyle, who put out a swing, did not make any contact there for strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count as Belair gets ready and delivers. Another off-speed, it looked like, right on the outside corner of the plate for strike two. Count quickly moves to 0-2 on Jake Lyle. Here comes the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled way back into the parking lot. Lyle almost got a piece of that one as it runs back and nails a car out there. No balls, two strikes. Lyle back in the box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled down the line. That is a fair ball. It's going to run into the corner. No, foul. There is a late foul call. Lyle had rounded first and was on his way to second by the time they called that ball foul. I don't know what was going on there. But you can tell he's a little exasperated and a little out of breath after sprinting down the line. Would have been a double for sure. Might have even been able to stretch it out to a triple. But unfortunately for Lyle, the count remained no balls and two strikes. So he steps back into the box. A little out of breath now. Belair might use that to his advantage. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tap foul down the third baseline this time. So, regardless, Lyle is doing a great job of battling here with two strikes. He's fouled off three consecutive pitches. Now he'll step back in. Here comes the pitch from Belair. Spiked in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to Jake Lyle. She steps back in once again. 1-2 pitch on the way. Low fastball just misses the bottom of the zone right around the knees of Lyle, and that'll even up the count at two apiece. So it'll be 2-2 as Lyle steps back in. Once again out of the windup, here's Belair. Swung on, chopped towards Moss, the shortstop. He'll glove it, throwing over to first is in time for out number one. A really great play from Moss. It was chopped kind of up towards the middle. He had to range over to his left side for it. Caught it off of a tough hop and then made a laser shot throw over to first for the out. Great play there. And now that'll bring up Preston Scott, the catcher. No advantage here as we've got a lefty pitcher and lefty batter up. And Belair is going to throw a curveball that misses high for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count to start off. Scott, here comes the 1-0 delivery. Another breaking ball. That one's going to catch the outside of the zone. So a nice job from Belair coming back and regaining command of that curveball after throwing it high the first time. 1-1 pitch on the way now. Another breaking ball back in there for strike two. So three consecutive curveballs puts Preston Scott in a 1-2 count. We'll see what Belair comes with here. Fastball swung on and driven once again down the line, foul into the Colt 45's bullpen. So that was some good wood put on the ball by Preston Scott. Unfortunately for him, just couldn't straighten it out enough. And now he'll have to face that 1-2 count again. Belair already up on the rubber as Preston steps back in. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball two. So some good discipline from the tall catcher here. He steps back into the box. Belair comes set and delivers. Curveball swung and looped high into left field. Coming in on it is McGuire Smith, and he will make the catch for out number two. So, two outs here for Brandon Belair as the order turns over and Joey D'Amelio, the center fielder, comes up to the plate. Again, the score is 7-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. Colt 45's maintaining the lead here. We'll see if Joey D'Amelio can get something started with two outs for the Kings as Belair delivers a fastball in there for strike one. So an 0-1 count now to D'Amelio, and he's going to chop one down the third baseline. Fair, gloved by Zanny. Throw over to first is in time for out number three. So a nice quick inning for Brandon Belair. Will sit down the West Coast Kings, and now the Colt 45s will grab the bats once again as we head in to the bottom of the sixth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball and a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the bottom of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between your Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. It's going to be the tall right-handed pitcher, Josh Petrel, back out onto the mound. He had a nice inning of work for the Kings in the top of the fifth, sat down the Colt 45s 1-2-3, and sorry, the bottom of the fifth. And he'll look to do it again here in the bottom of the sixth, going up against the number nine hole in Dusty Vila. So Vila now will step into the box as Petrel gets ready out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and hammered high and deep into left center field. Under it is going to be the left fielder, Jaden Lee, and he will make the catch just a few steps in front of the warning track for out number one. So a quick first out here, and one of the impressive things I've seen from Josh Petrel, the pitcher for the Kings, is that he has really done a great job of pitching to contact and not allowing the Colt 45s to work his pitch count real well as he delivers to Colby Raphael a breaking ball in there for strike one.
He hasn't allowed them to work his count too much, and he also hasn't allowed them to really put good wood on the ball. They are making contact, and a lot of times pretty solid contact, just nothing really overpowering here for the Kings defense. The 0-1 pitch comes in. It's going to be a fastball just outside for ball one. It'll be a quick 1-1 count now to the leadoff batter, Rafael. Here comes the pitch. High fastball. So lost a little bit of command on that fastball. He'll look to come back here as the third base umpire is going to call time. Looks like we got a stray ball out there in the grass behind home plate. So they're going to go ahead and pick it up. And now we're going to call time again as Petrel's going to step off the mound. Folks, remember you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Now, Petrel will deliver a fastball low for ball three, so said a little bit of a